Well, all right, let's get started with Hebrew class tonight. Then on page 2, let's run down the book print column, starting from my left, your right. Just give me the name of the letter. Aleph was correct.
Bet.
Gimel.
Gimel.
Dalet.
Hey.
Vav.
Zayin.
Chet.
Tate.
Yod.
Kaf.
Lamed.
Lamed.
Mem.
Mem.
Noon.
Samech.
Ayin.
Pei.
Zadi.
Tade.
Kof.
Reish.
Sheen.
Tav. Starting with student number 3 from the bottom.
Tav.
Sheen. Above Sheen is.
I can't see.
Above Sheen is Reish. Then.
Kof.
Zade.
Pei.
Ayin.
Samech.
You had that one last time. That's not fair. After Samech.
Noon.
Mame.
Lamed.
Kaf.
Yod.
Tate.
Chet.
Zayin.
Vav.
Hey.
Dalet.
Gimel.
Bait.
Aleph. Chapter 4 is vocabulary. Let us review it quickly. And of course, you've probably all seen the email that chapter 1 is out there on the web now. Yes. And I'm going to add 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Starting over here on my right, your left, the first word in the listing in vocabulary is Avraham, which means?
Abraham.
So say it for me. What is it?
Avraham.
Second word.
Ish
means?
Man.
Bayit.
House.
Bane.
Son.
Devar.
Word or thing.
David.
David.
Who?
Who? He or it. The book doesn't say it, but that is correct. It's he or it.
Zachar. Remember.
Who remembered?
He remembered.
He remembered. How do you say she remembered?
Zachra.
They remembered.
Zachru.
Good. Next word.
Malak.
He ruled. Next word.
Melek.
King. Back on this side.
Na'ar, young man.
Amda, he stood.
How about Ahmad?
Amda, she stood.
Correct. Next word.
Shema. Heard or listened.
He heard or he listened.
Shamar, he kept or guarded.
Chapter 5 vocabulary. Starting on my left, your right.
Father or ancestor,
meaning any male ancestor. Karen.
L2.
Herb.
Isha, woman.
Or?
Wife.
Yes, correct. Next one.
Behema.
Animal or cattle.
Bot, daughter.
He means she or it.
Next word.
Halak, he walked or went.
Next word.
Yerushalayim,
which is what?
Jerusalem.
Why is there an F after Jerusalem?
All cities are feminine.
Generally, cities, countries, etc. are feminine. What's that?
I picked on him, sorry.
I'll pick on you then, make you feel better. Next word. Second one in the left-hand column.
Mean.
I am not, but what's the word?
From.
Mean means from. Next word.
Mitzrayim,
which means?
Egypt.
Mishpacha means family.
Na'ara, young woman.
Ruth.
Sarah. Chapter 6 vocabulary. Doing beautifully. Page 40 what?
40.
40.
In our books.
In our books, 40. Starting on my right, your left.
Ach means brother.
Ach means brother.
Eretz.
Okay.
Eretz.
Eretz means land or country. Karen, you're next then.
Derek, road or way.
Derek, road or way.
Haim or Hema.
Haim or Hema.
Means they masculine.
They masculine.
Hena is they feminine.
Hena, they feminine.
Har is mountain or hill.
Har is mountain or hill.
Yom is day.
Yom is day.
Moab.
Moab is Moab.
Evid, servant or slave.
Evid is servant or slave.
Avar is crossover and pass.
Avar, he crossed over or he passed by. How do you say she crossed over?
Avra.
Avra, they crossed over.
Avru.
Avru, excellent.
Gotcha.
Next one.
Ear, city.
Ear, city.
People or nation.
People or nation.
Shalach, send.
Shalach, he sent.
Sham. There.
Sham. There. Page 43. 43. The plurals. I will give you this singular. You tell me what it means and give me its plural, okay? We'll start with Ravanda. Av.
Av.
Av is father.
Plural would be avarim.
Plural is avot.
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 That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, you can look at the chart. You don't have to cover them over.
Okay.
It's okay. Sharon, ach. Are you on page 43?
No, she's not.
Oh, that'll make a difference. Yeah. Page 43, the second word, Sharon, is ach. What does it mean?
Brother.
And it's plural?
Achim.
Brother and achim for its plural. Ish, what is that?
Ish is man.
Plural?
Anashim.
Anashim. Eretz
is land. Aratzot is lands.
Aratzot is lands, plural. Becky, Isha.
Is woman.
Isha is woman or wife.
Plural is nashim.
Plural is nashim. Back to Ravanda. Behemah.
Behemah.
Yes, means what?
Animal.
Plural.
And plural is behemot.
Behemot. Correct. Bayit, what's that mean?
House.
It's plural?
Batim.
That one will trip us up on occasion. Since bat is daughter, batim sounds like daughters, but it's not. And daughters hate it when you call them houses. Bane.
Banim.
Bane is son. Plural is banim. Correct. Karen, bat.
Bat is daughter, banot is daughters.
Bat is daughter, banot is plural daughters. Yes, devar, Becky.
Is a word or a thing.
Word or a thing.
Devarim is the plural.
Devarim is plural. Ravanda, derech.
Derech is road or way.
Road or way. What's the plural?
Devarim.
Nope. You are one column above. You.
Way is derechim.
Derechim, exactly. Drachim. Har.
Mountain or hill.
Mountain or hill. The plural is not har, so what is the plural?
Harim.
Harim. I know that gets old. Yom. What's the plural?
Yamim.
Yamim, which means?
Days or the day.
Days. Yom is day. Yamim is days. And yamim will trip us up on occasion because the word yam means sea, like S-C-A, like a body of water. So yom's plural is yamim. Next word, melech.
Melech
is king. Kings is?
Melechim.
Correct. Mishpacha.
Is family. The plural is mishpachot.
So it's family and the plural is mishpachot. Na'ar.
Na'ar is young man.
Young man, the plural?
Na'arim.
Na'ara.
Young woman. Ne'arot
is the plural, young women. Eved.
Yes, slave or servant.
Eved is slave or servant, so the plural?
Evadim.
Avadim.
Avadim.
Yeah, notice the vowel changes slightly for some odd reason.
Yeah.
Avadim. And it also shifts the accent from the first syllable, Eved, to the last syllable, Avadim. And next to last, we have Ir. What's that, Karen?
Ir is city and Arim is cities.
Ir is city, Arim is cities. And finally, Becky, Am is?
People.
People in plural?
Amim.
Amim. Beautiful, beautiful. Chapter 7's vocabulary. Ms. Ravanda, what does the verb achal mean?
Achal means eat.
Yep, he ate. Achal, he ate. How do you say she ate? Achla, they ate. Achlu. Mm-hmm. Next one, Sharon. What is amar?
He said.
He said. How do you say she said?
Amra.
Amra, they said.
Amru.
Amru, correct. Next one is a pronoun herb. What is...
Anachnu.
What is that?
It's we.
Anachnu is we.
Both feminine and masculine.
Both masculine and feminine. Karen, what is the next word?
Ani or anoki.
Ani or anochi means?
I.
Personal pronoun I. Me, myself, and I. Next one, Becky.
Ot.
Ot.
You feminine singular.
You feminine singular.
It's ot and not ot.
It's ot, because if you have a shava under the last letter of a word, it is silent.
Okay.
So this is a one-syllable word, ot. Ravanda, next word.
Ata.
Ata.
That's you, masculine.
You, masculine singular. So ot, feminine, ata, masculine.
Atem.
Atem. What is atem?
You, masculine, plural.
You, masculine, plural. And the next word, herb?
Aten.
Aten.
That's you, feminine, plural.
You, feminine, plural. Notice the only difference is the ending. If it's an mame as an ending letter, it tends to be masculine. If it's a noon, it tends to be feminine. Next verb.
Yashav. He sat, settled, or resided.
Yashav. He sat, settled, or resided. How do you say she sat?
Yashva.
Yashva. They settled.
Yashvu.
Yashvu. Next word, Becky.
Lo.
Lo means no or not. Back to you, Ravana. Next word.
Lechem.
Lechem.
Bread.
What's that?
Bread.
Bread or food. And you hear lechem a lot, don't you? When we talk about Bethlehem, that's in Hebrew, Beit Lechem, which means house of bread. Mm-hmm. Next word.
Lifnei.
Lifnei. What's that?
Before or in front of.
Before or in front of. Because penei is face. So lifnei to the face is in front of or before. You have a verb, herb.
Lachach.
Lachach, which means?
To take.
He
take.
Took. Uh-huh. How do you say she took? Oh, no, the class requires thinking.
Lakha.
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 Mm-hmm. When it's feminine, the first two consonants make up the first syllable. When it's masculine, the first letter by itself is the first syllable.
Say it again, the feminine one.
Lakha. So lak becomes a syllable, kha becomes the second syllable.
So the kof would have a sheva under it then instead of... The patak, is that
you are correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Exactly right. And they took lak-chu. Mm-hmm. Lak-chu. Finally, our last word.
All.
All.
Upon, about, honor, over.
Upon, about, honor, over. Notice it begins with an ayin. If all begins with an aleph, it means two. And generally, the verb, the vowel is softer, L. Okay. Let's go to page 52, as we have a last little bit of review before we get into the exercises. Mm-hmm. Or in Spanish, we would say ejercicios, but that's the wrong class. Okay. Page 52. There in the middle of page 52 is a chart that has some letters in dark and some that are outlined. That's just to help us learn the endings. In real life, it's all just dark letters, right? Shamarti means I guarded. If you put the personal pronoun with it, it kind of rhymes. Ani shamarti. Ani is I, shamarti is guarded. If you want to say I stood, it's ani amadti. I said, ani amarti. I sent, ani shalakti. I walked, ani halakti. Do you get the pattern? If you have a T at the end, it is, I did it. Next one, shamarta. Ata shamarta. Ata means you, masculine singular. Ata shamarta, you guarded, masculine singular. Next one is shamarta. Why is that ta pronounced a little bit at the end? The answer is because it's a syllable in and of itself, and a syllable has to have a vowel.
Because of the shiva before it.
Right. The shiva before it was silent, and if you have two shiva in a row, what do you know about the second one?
You have to pronounce it
some, because it's a syllable, and you can't have a syllable without a vowel.
That would be silly.
That would be silly, right. So the three syllables on this word are sha, mar, ta. Now, because the shiva is the vowel, it's a short syllable. It's not a shamarta, that's masculine. Shamarta is very short, it's feminine. Just think women tend to be shorter. That's not always true, especially in the Amazon. But next, we have shamar, he guarded. Amad, he stood. Amar, he said. Halak, he walked. Shalak, he sent. Down at the bottom, here's the feminine form, she did it. Shamra. Notice in the masculine, shamar, the first syllable's open. Sha, second one's closed. Mar. With the she did it, sham is closed and ra is closed. Notice that? How many syllables are there? Just two. Shamra. Upper left-hand side, we guarded shamarnu. Somebody tell me how you'd say we stood.
Amadnu.
Amadnu. We walked. Halaknu. We sent. Shalaknu. We took. Lakaknu. Do you see the pattern? And what's the personal pronoun for we? Anaknu. Put it with it. Anaknu shamarnu. See how they kind of rhyme? Pattern. The personal pronoun for the next one, you, masculine plural, is atem. Atem shmartem. You hear that rhyme? Atem shmartem. Next one, the pronoun's aten. Aten shmarten. And then, of course, they guarded shamru, masculine or feminine, makes no difference. Shamru. And those are all the conjugations of the pa'al, which means simple action, in the perfect tense, which means completed action. Just like in Spanish, you conjugate verbs, so you do the same thing here. There's a lot of relationships, really, between Spanish and Hebrew. So everybody, say for me, I guarded.
Shamarti.
Shamarti. You guarded.
Shamarta.
Shamarta. You guarded feminine.
Shamarta.
Shamarta. And notice the little accent marks tells you where the accent goes. It's shamarti, not shamarti. Shamarti, shamarta, shamart. He guarded. Shamar. There's no accent mark, which means where's the accent go? On the last syllable. Shamar. In Hebrew, the last syllable is accented unless we learn differently. She guarded. Pronounce it?
Shamra.
Mm-hmm. We guarded.
Shamarnu.
You guarded masculine. It's not shamartem, it's shmartem. Notice the shiva under the sheen makes it a short syllable. Shmartem. It's to keep us from accenting anything but the last syllable. They're trying to put us onto the last syllable. Shmartem. And feminine, shmarten. They guarded Shamru, whether it's masculine or feminine. Do we have it down? Well, let's find out. Let's go down the line with the verb zachar. Zachar, remembered. Zachar. So just look at this chart. You can't look anywhere except in the tables on the back of the book and do this. But you're going to do it for me because you understand the rules. So, Ravonda, how do you say, I remembered? Just look at the pattern.
Okay. Okay, I remember. Is Zakar...
Zakar T. Notice I guarded. I did something always ends with a T.
Okay.
Zakar T. Next, you remembered.
Zakar Ta.
Zakar Ta. You remembered feminine, Herb.
Shamarta.
Remembered, not guarded.
Oh, Zakarta.
Zakarta, right. He remembered. Zakar. She remembered.
Zakra.
Zakra. We remembered.
Zakru. No.
Not Shamarnu, but Zakharnu.
Zakharnu.
Right. Shamarnu, Zakharnu, Amadnu, Halachnu, Shalachnu. You were trying to learn the pattern, and I know it's still unfamiliar to you. We're trying to get it down in our brains. You, masculine plural, remembered. Right, so Chartem, feminine.
Shamartem.
Except with Zachar.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm so fixated on what I'm doing. Zachartem.
Zachartem, uh-huh. They remembered.
Zachru.
Zachru. Almost like Zachra Blue, except that's French. So, let's start the exercises on page 54. We had all week to work on these, and I'm sure we just just obsessed on them. So number one says, write the correct perfect tense verb. Look at that. They want the correct perfect tense forms, not just any old one, using the verbs zachar and malak. So they give an example. Ani zacharti, ani malachti. I remembered, I ruled. So, number one, we'll go back to Ravonda.
I have no earthly idea of what I'm doing here.
Well, the pronoun is what at number one? What's your pronoun?
It's
Atah, which means you, masculine, singular. So, what form of Zachar goes with Atah? Atah, Zacharta. Yep, Atah, Zacharta. How about with malach? Ata with malach. What's that?
Ata malachta.
Yeah, ata malachta. So ata zacharta means you remembered. Ata malachta, you ruled. Number two, Sharon.
At,
which is what?
You, feminine, singular.
You, feminine, singular. So what form of zachar goes with at? What?
Ten. No.
Te. Right. Zacharta. Exactly. Zacharta. How about malach?
Malachta.
Malachta. Exactly. Number three, Herb. What's who? What is that?
Who is he?
He. Mm-hmm. So how do you conjugate zachar with who?
This is tough. Zachar.
Yeah.
Yes. Who's zachar? How about the M one?
Who malach?
Who malach? That's exactly right. Who zachar? He remembered. Who malach? He ruled. Number four, Karen.
He is she, so be he zachra.
He is she, so it's he zachra.
And he malcha.
He malcha, which means?
She remembered and she ruled.
She remembered and she ruled. Number five, Becky, what's your pronoun?
Anachnu,
which means we. So how do you do zachar?
Zacharnu.
Zacharnu, which means?
We remembered.
We remembered. The other one?
Is malachnu.
Malachnu.
We walked or went.
No, we reigned. or ruled.
I'm sorry.
Halach would be walked, malach, ruled or reigned. So it's a shame this week I didn't do unnamed student number 1 and 2, but it's now out there forever. Okay. Back to Ravonda, number 6. Your pronoun is atem.
Atem
is what? You masculine plural. You masculine plural. So it's kind of like here in the South we say y'all. It is. Y'all. Uh-huh. So atem, how do you put zachar with atem? Atem? Atem, zachartem.
Atem, zachartem.
Right, atem, zachartem. And the other one, atem. Yes, malachtem, exactly. You got it. Number 7, Sharon, what's your word?
Aten.
Aten, which is you what?
Feminine
plural.
That's what I tried to do on the other one.
What you tried to do on the other one, uh-huh. So how do you put zachar into an aten form?
Zachartem.
Uh-huh, accents on the ten. And malach becomes?
Malachtem,
right. Number 8, Herb.
It's hema.
Accents on the first syllable, hema.
Hema.
What's hema?
Hema is they, masculine or feminine, no, masculine plural.
They masculine, uh-huh. Okay. So what do you do with zachar, hema?
Zachru.
Zachru, correct. How about with malach?
Malchru.
Malchru, correct. And number 9?
Hena.
Hena's what?
Feminine.
Feminine.
They feminine.
They feminine.
That's the same. Zachru and malchru.
Zachru and malchru, that's exactly right. It's the same. Excellent. Everybody breathe in and out. Okay. Exercise number 2 says write out all the perfect tense forms of the verbs yeshav and lekach. I will pick those up at the end of class, which I won't go over them now. Let's go on to exercise number 3. Says read these perfect tense verb forms aloud and translate. So instead of making them up, they actually wrote them down for us, and we just have to read it and translate it. So exercise 3 on page 54, number 1. Becky, what is the first word?
Halachti.
Halachti. I went. Ravonda. Zacharti. Second one. Zacharti. What's that mean?
Zacharti. She remembered.
I remembered. The T ending is I. I remembered. Third one.
Avarti.
What's that?
I did something.
What's Avar?
Crossed over.
Crossed over. It's where we get the name Hebrew. Hebrew comes from the Hebrew Avrit, which means one who crossed over. Next one, after Avarti.
Is Yeshavti.
Yeshavti. What's that?
I sat.
I settled or I resided. Mm-hmm, correct. Next one.
Lakakhti.
What's that?
I took
is correct.
Akalti.
Akalti. I ate. Next to last one of line 1. Next to last
next
one.
Next to last one.
Amarti. Correct. What's that mean? Yes, you do. The T at the end means I, and Amar means said, so put them together.
I said,
I don't know. Last word of line 1, Sharon.
Shamati,
what's that?
I heard,
yep, or I listened. Line 2, Herb, first word.
Malachta,
what's that?
You ruled.
You ruled, masculine singular. Next word.
Amadta, you stood.
Amadta, you stood. Next one.
Shamarta, you guarded.
Shamarta, you guarded. Back up to Ravonda.
Shalachta.
You sent, correct. Next.
Shamata.
Shamata, what's that?
You heard.
You heard, or you listened. It is. Next one.
Lakata.
Lakata, right. What's that?
You took.
You took.
I don't have
the
one that came out of my
mouth.
Amarta.
Amarta.
You said.
You said.
Yashavta, you sat.
Yashavta, you sat. Let's go back now to line one and just echo me, please, as we go and read down the line. Halachti.
Halachti.
Zacharti.
Zacharti.
Avarti.
Avarti.
Yashavti.
Yashavti.
Lakachti.
Lakachti.
Achalti.
Achalti.
Amarti.
Amarti.
Shamati.
Shamati.
Line two. Malachta.
Malachta.
Amadta.
Amadta.
Shamarta.
Shamarta.
Shalachta.
Shalachta.
Shamata.
Shamata.
Lakachta.
Lakachta.
Amarta.
Amarta.
Yashavta.
Yashavta.
Good. Let's go to number three now. Line three are from the personal pronoun at, which is you, feminine, singular. So what's the first one, Ravanda?
Zacharta.
Zacharta, which means? You what?
You remembered.
You remembered. Excellent. You remembered. Yay. Sharon, second one.
Yashavta.
Yashavta.
You settled.
You settled. Sat, settled, or resided? Any of the three?
Malachta.
Malachta. What's that?
You ruled.
You ruled.
Amarta. You said.
Amarta, you said.
Amadta, you stood.
Amadta, you stood.
Achalta.
Achalta.
We ate.
You ate.
You ate.
Next one. Next one's unusual. Three syllables.
Shama'at.
Yes, Shama'at. What's that one?
You listened.
You listened, or you heard. Correct.
Shamarta.
Shamarta.
You guarded.
You guarded.
Why is Shema that way?
Why is Shema'at different? Because Shema ends in an ayin, a silent letter. And they tend to be a little different in the conjugation. Because how do you pronounce a silent letter?
Silently.
Yeah. So it becomes a little different, but not too much. Acronym in line three. Zacharta.
Zacharta.
Yashavta.
Yashavta.
Malachta.
Malachta.
Amarta.
Amarta.
Amadta.
Amadta.
Achalta.
Achalta.
Shamaat.
Shamaat.
Shamarta.
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 Shamarta. Yep, we have to avoid saying shamarta because that sounds like the masculine. Shamarta, we just keep it nice and short. We're on up to line four. And since I forget where we stopped, we'll start with Ravanda. Number one.
Shalach.
Shalach. What's that?
Shalach is sent.
Yeah, he sent. Correct.
Lakach, he took.
Okay, we'll go down to you. Lakach, he took.
For me.
Karen, we'll go this way. Amar, he said.
Amad, he stood.
That's not what I have.
Amar. No,
the fourth one? What
Amar.
Do you have?
Next one.
Amar was the third one. Your wife did that. The fourth one is?
One, two, three, four.
You're saying an M for that.
I have Avar. What do you have?
My mistake. Avar.
Avar means? He?
Crossed over?
Crossed over, right. Or passed by.
Halach.
Halach.
He walked.
He walked or went.
Achal.
Achal.
He ate.
Yashav.
Yashav.
He sat, settled, or resided.
He sat, settled, or resided.
Shema, he heard or listened.
Shema, he heard or listened. That can be in line four, please. Shalach.
Shalach.
Lakach.
Lakach.
Amar.
Amar.
Avar.
Avar.
Halach.
Halach.
Achal.
Achal.
Yashav.
Yashav.
Shema.
Shema.
Does that sound a lot like Shema Yisrael? Because it's a form of the same verb. In the song Shema, Shema Yisrael, that Shema is a command form. But we won't learn that for 10, 15 more chapters yet. Line 5.
Amda.
Amda.
She stood.
She stood. How do you know it's she?
Because of the ending, it's feminine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a feminine ending. Uh-huh. Amda. Next.
Shalcha.
Shalcha means?
She sent.
She sent.
Amra.
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 What's that?
She said.
That's correct. Becky.
Afra.
Afra.
She crossed over.
She crossed over. Next one.
Zachra. She remembered.
Zachra. She remembered. Next one.
Shamra.
Shamra.
She remembered.
No. Nope.
I mean, she guarded.
She guarded or she kept.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. You didn't like this verb.
I don't like this one.
But you got it.
Lakha.
Right, lakha.
And it's got no, she took.
She took. That's why I don't like it, because it's about taking things. We shouldn't take things. Last one.
I know akal, but this is akal. Akala.
Just two syllables. Akhla. Right. Akhla, which means she ate. Correct. Echoing in line 5, please. Amda.
Amda.
Shalcha.
Shalcha.
Amra.
Amra.
Avra.
Avra.
Zachra.
Zachra.
Shamra.
Shamra.
Lakha.
Lakha.
Akhla.
Akhla.
Starting to get the pattern. Line 6. Let's find out.
Becky.
Becky.
Shamanu.
Shamanu. What's Shamanu?
We heard.
We heard.
Listened to.
Right. We heard or listened.
Akhalnu. We ate.
Akhalnu. We ate.
Let's do it.
We will on what? Sunday the 13th at 6 p.m. We'll eat.
Shalachnu.
Shalachnu.
We sent.
We sent.
Shamarnu.
Shamarnu.
We guarded.
We guarded.
Lakaknu, but I don't know what that means.
Lakaknu, we took.
We took.
Mm-hmm. Becky.
Yishavnu, we sat, settled, or resided.
Yishavnu, we sat, settled, or resided.
Amarnu, we said.
Amarnu, we said.
Avarnu.
Avarnu.
We crossed over.
We crossed over. Yes. Echo me, please, on line 6. Shamanu.
Shamanu.
Achalnu.
Achalnu.
Shalachnu.
Shalachnu.
Shamarnu.
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 Lakachnu.
Lakachnu. Yishavnu.
Yishavnu.
Amarnu.
Amarnu.
Avarnu.
Avarnu.
Number 7, please. We'll start with Ravanda. The personal pronoun is Atem, if that helps. Right, Atem. Malachtem, which means y'all did what?
Ruled or reigned.
That's correct. Sharon.
Shematem.
Shematem. What's that?
They, no.
Not they.
You listened.
You, masculine plural, listened.
Halachtem.
Halachtem.
You walked.
You walked.
Or went.
Or went.
Shalachtem.
Shalachtem.
You sent.
You sent.
Amartem. You said.
Martem. You sent. Remember, the accent's always on the tem. Oh, you get that hard one again, Ravanda.
Lakachnem.
Lakachtem, which means?
You took.
Yes, you took. Beautiful. You remembered it this time.
Zahartem.
Zahartem.
You remembered.
You remembered.
Amad-tem.
Amad-tem.
You stood.
You stood. Echo me, please, on line 7. Malach-tem.
Malach-tem.
Shema-tem.
Shema-tem.
Halach-tem.
Halach-tem.
Shalach-tem.
Shalach-tem.
Amar-tem.
Amar-tem.
Lekach-tem.
Lekach-tem.
Zachar-tem.
Zachar-tem.
Amad-tem.
Amad-tem.
Beautiful. Number 8, Becky, first twin.
Yishav-ten.
Yishav-ten, which is what?
You sat, settled, or resided.
You sat.
You being feminine plural.
You feminine plural, sat, settled, or resided. Karen.
Shalach-ten.
Shalach-ten.
You sent.
You sent. Herb.
Achal-ten.
Achal-ten.
You ate.
You ate. Sharon.
Zachar-ten.
Zachar-ten.
You remembered.
You remembered.
Halach-ten.
Halach-ten.
You walked.
You walked.
Shamar-ten.
Shamar-ten.
You guarded.
You guarded.
Lekach-ten.
Lekach-ten.
Oh, lekach-ten. You took.
You took. Last one on line 8.
Shamar-ten.
Shamar-ten.
You heard or
you
listened.
You heard or listened. Echo me on line 8, please. Yishav-ten.
Yishav-ten.
Shalach-ten.
Shalach-ten.
Achal-ten.
Achal-ten.
Zachar-ten.
Zachar-ten.
Halach-ten.
Halach-ten.
Shamar-ten.
Shamar-ten.
Lekach-ten.
Lekach-ten.
Shamar-ten.
Shamar-ten.
Can I say that word the same way?
It's not spelled the same way twice.
It just doesn't come out.
You should have seen me recording chapter 1, sitting by myself with just the recorder, going through all those syllables. I was tough, really. Line 9.
Did you get them all right?
Did I get them all right? I don't know. I didn't listen to the tape to find out. I did caution everybody at the start that I may mess it up somewhere along the way. So if you look at the book and go, you could be right. Number 9, starting with Ravonda.
Halak-nu.
Not close. Number 9.
Okay. It's
halak. It's hal-chu.
Hal-ku.
Right. Hal-chu.
Hal-ku. Now what does that mean?
Hal-chu means they went or they walked.
Okay. They. So we're doing they now.
It's they. This whole line is they. Whether it's masculine or feminine makes no difference. If they walked, it's halchu. Aren't you glad they didn't give us two different forms for they? Oh, me too. Sharon, second word.
Shamru.
Shamru. What's that?
They guarded.
They guarded.
The avru.
Avru.
They crossed over.
They crossed over.
Shamu.
Shamu.
They heard or listened.
They heard or listened.
Shalchu.
Shalchu. They sent. Ravanda.
Amdu.
Amdu. Amad. Uh-huh.
They stood.
They stood. Correct.
Oh, boy.
Achlu.
Achlu. What's it mean? What'd they do?
Took.
No. They ate. Achalnu. Achlu, they ate.
They took what they ate.
Achlu, they ate. Last one.
Machu.
Machu.
They ruled.
They ruled. That can be please on line 9. Hachu.
Hachu.
Shamru.
Shamru.
Avru.
Avru.
Shamu.
Shamu.
Shachu.
Shachu.
Amdu.
Amdu.
Achlu.
Machu.
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 Excellent.
I got it written on my piece of paper.
good. Number 4, write the appropriate Hebrew subject pronoun. Example, ani ve'ata, which means I and you, together would be anachnu, meaning we. See what they did? I and you equals we. Understand the example? Because if not, the exercise is going to be really hard.
It's really hard.
It's going to be really hard anyway. I didn't get that.
You don't understand it?
Mm-mm.
Then let me help, Ravonda.
Okay.
Exercise one,
okay.
Or line one of exercise four says, a ta, which is you, the a ta, which is also you. So if it's you and you, what's the plural?
They.
No, it's you plural.
Oh,
so a tem.
A
ta, the a ta equals a tem. Because they're both masculine. So a ta masculine singular, the a ta masculine singular equals a tem masculine plural. So Sharon, what do you have here?
David.
Ba'avraham. What does that mean?
So would that be David and Abraham?
David and Abraham. What personal pronoun would you replace David and Abraham with? They, which is?
Hema.
Hema or Hame. Either one. Hame or Hema. Very good. Why would you choose Hame or Hema instead of Hana?
Because that would be feminine.
Because Hana would be feminine. These are both masculine.
Yes.
Okay, right. So Herb, number three.
Sarah,
what does that mean?
That's Sarah.
Sarah, what personal pronoun would you replace in place of Sarah?
Aunt.
No. Sarah, you wouldn't replace with you. Sarah would be replaced with she.
She.
What's she in Hebrew?
He.
That's correct. So the answer to number one is a tem. The answer to number two is Hame or Hema. The answer to number three is he. Does that help?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Karen, number four.
At plus at, so that's two you feminines, so it would be a ten.
Right, the answer number four is a ten. If you have two you feminine singulars, you end up with you feminine plural. At, the at, equals a ten. Number five, Becky.
Hamelech.
Hamelech means
the king.
What pronoun goes in place of the king?
Replace that with he, which is who.
He in English or who in Hebrew. So the answer number five is who. Very good. Back to Ravonda, number six. What are your words, first of all?
Mitzrayim,
which is what?
It's Egypt.
Egypt.
And Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, which is?
Jerusalem.
So if you have Egypt and Jerusalem, what pronoun would you put in place of Egypt and Jerusalem?
You would say they.
You would say they?
Uh-huh,
but it's feminine. So what's the feminine word for they in Hebrew?
It would be
Hana.
Hana.
Good. So answer number six is Hana.
Hana.
Number seven, Sharon, what do you have? Read from right to left.
Ata.
Va'at. So what is ata?
You masculine.
You masculine. Va'at. What is at?
You singular, feminine.
You feminine. So if you have a masculine you and a feminine you, what happens when you put those together? What do you get for a pronoun? It's a tem. That's right. Use the masculine to describe the mixed gender group. Very good. So answer number seven is a tem. Number eight, Herb, what do you have?
It's Ha'ir.
Ha'ir, which means?
The city.
The city, singular.
The city.
So what personal pronoun goes in place of the city?
I would think at, that would be feminine. No, at is not feminine.
At is feminine, but for you. In this case, it would be she or it. So what's the Hebrew word for she or it?
It would be he. Again.
He in Hebrew, correct. So oddly enough, you happen to get he as the answer to both of them. Sorry about that.
I did not understand this one.
This is a horrible exercise. We couldn't do this one in English, half of us. If you ask us to do it in Hebrew, that's just cruel. So number nine.
Hanashim.
Hanashim, the women.
The ha'ish.
The ha'ish.
Is the man.
Is and the man. So
and
what do you man. What do you get when you put
so
them together?
You've got a mixed company there.
Mixed company.
And then choose, you're gonna use they.
They, which is? Hame or Hema, either one. So for those in cassette tape land who've had a hard time following along, the answer number one is a tem, number two is Hame or Hema, number three is he, number four is a ten, number five is who, number six is Hana, number seven is a tem, number eight is he, and number nine is Hame or Hema.
I get it.
You get it now, but we're out of that exercise. We're done. All right. Let's go to page 55. Taking a deep breath and let it out. Number 5 says, read the following forms aloud and translate. Because the second and third person feminine plural forms appear so rarely in the Bible, we will no longer use them in exercises. So Hana and Aten will no longer be used in exercises. Because generally in the Bible, they're referring either to males or to mixed genders. So groups including both male and female. Is that always the case? No. So never forget that Hana exists or that the plural is for you, if feminine is a 10. So number 5, exercise 1. We'll start with Ravonda. We're back to just read the verb and tell me what it means.
Let's see. Shamrot.
The first one of line 1.
Okay.
3 syllables.
Shamata.
So shamata. What is shamata? Nope. Ata shamata. You. You what? What is shema?
Shema
Yisrael.
Shema is. Listen.
Yes, shamata. You listened or you heard. Now back on page 54 in exercise 3, on line 1 they're all I something, line 2 they're all you something. In this one they're not. They're mixing up the pronouns just to make sure we don't just cheat our way through. So Sharon, what's word 2 on line 1 of exercise 5?
Shamu,
which is?
They listened.
They listened or they heard. Third one.
Shema.
Shema.
He listened or heard.
He listened or heard. Next one.
Shemati.
Shemati.
I listened or I heard.
Shemanu.
Shemanu.
We listened or we heard.
We listened or we heard.
Okay, back to me. Shema. Tim.
Shema Tim. What's
Shema
that?
Shema Tim.
Shema Tim.
You.
Yep. You masculine or plural heard. Next one.
Shamaat.
Shamaat. That unusual one that you had on the other page. What is shamaat?
You feminine.
Listened. You feminine listened or heard. Correct.
Shamaa.
Shamaa.
She heard or listened.
She heard or listened. Echo me, please. Line 1. Shamata.
Shamata.
Actually, I accented the last syllable more than I should have. It's shamata.
Shamata.
Shamu.
Shamu.
Shama.
Shama.
Shamati.
Shamati.
Shamanu.
Shamanu.
Shamatim.
Shamatim.
Shamaat.
Shamaat.
Shama.
Shama.
Excellent. Number 2. First word.
Akhalti.
Akhalti.
I ate.
I ate. Becky?
Akhla.
Akhla. She ate.
Oh, goodness. Sign
with
the
bird. Yep.
it's
Akhal,
I know.
Akhal Tim. What's Akhal Tim?
You.
You ate. Masculine plural. Right. Next one.
Akhal
Nu. What's that?
We ate.
We ate.
Achal, he ate.
Achal, he ate. Are you going to get all the easy ones?
I got a couple more.
Okay.
Achalta.
Achalta. You feminine. You feminine. Ate. Becky.
Achlu.
Achlu.
They ate.
They ate. Ravonda.
Let's see.
Yes, achalta. Ata achalta. No,
we?
You.
You.
You, masculine, plural, eight. Ekame, line two, please. Achalti.
Achalti.
Achla.
Achla.
Achaltim.
Achaltim.
Achalnu.
Achalnu.
Achal.
Achal.
Achalta.
Achalta.
Achlu.
Achlu.
Achalta.
Achalta.
Number three, Sharon, first word.
Halach. No,
halchu. Halchu.
We, no, they walked.
They walked.
Halachtem.
Halachtem.
You walked.
You That's walked. Right. Plural. Mm-hmm.
Halachti.
Halachti. I walked. Mm-hmm.
Halachta.
Halachta.
You, masculine singular.
You, masculine singular, walked.
Halacha.
Halacha. Al-kha. What's that ah ending tell you? She.
She.
She walked.
She walked.
Mm-hmm.
Halachnu.
Halachnu.
We walked.
We walked.
Halachta.
Halachta.
You walked.
You walked. Feminine.
I'm sorry,
last one of line three.
Okay. Halach.
Halach. He walked. Ekame, line three, please. Halchu.
Halchu.
Halachtim.
Halachtim.
Halachti.
Halachti.
Halachta.
Halachta.
Halcha.
Halcha.
Halachnu.
Halachnu.
Halachta.
Halachta.
Halach.
Halach.
Line four, please.
Amatim.
Amatim.
You plural stood.
You plural stood.
Amadnu.
Right, Amadnu. Amadnu. What's that mean? Amadnu. Anachnu. Amadnu.
We stood.
We stood is correct.
I can't read this time. Amda.
What?
Amda.
Really?
Amad.
Ahmad. What's Ahmad?
He stood.
He stood. Uh-huh.
Wrong one. We didn't vocabulary.
Fourth one.
I think I didn't know.
Amru.
Amru.
They stood.
They stood.
It's not Amru.
It's not Amru. Kadi.
It's Amdu. Amdu.
Yeah.
Oh, they still
I
stood.
I was the
though.
Only one that was wrong.
They still stood. Amdu.
This is a
sorry.
Quality. I get the better one.
Do you want a trade?
No, I've got one right here.
Amata.
Amata.
You, masculine, singular, stood.
You, masculine, singular, stood.
Amda.
Amda. She stood.
I'm lost.
We are on the next to last one of line four.
Okay. I'm lost. Okay. Amda.
Amata.
No, wait a minute. No, I look at that wrong.
Next to last one of line four.
Amata.
Right, Amata. What's that?
Amata. You stood.
You stood. Feminine. Correct. Last one.
Amati.
Amati. What's
I
that?
Stood.
I stood. Correct. Echo me, please, on line four. Amatim.
Amatim.
Amadnu.
Amadnu.
Amad.
Amad.
Amdu.
Amdu.
Amadta.
Amadta.
Amda.
Amda.
Amadta.
Amata.
Amati.
Amati.
Well, thank you very kindly, folks. We'll pick up next week, Lord willing, on page 55, exercise 5, line 5. So lots of fives next week.
Yes, five.
So give yourselves a round of applause. Wait, I'll stop the tape.